And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Beth Chasson and Emma Guillory from the Lafayette Public Library System. And they are here to talk about summer reading. Every year you have a big kickoff to celebrate reading and all of the programs that you have going on at the library. So let's talk about that kickoff, because I know y'all are very excited about that. And then we'll talk about the details of summer reading and how parents and children can get involved in summer reading. So the kickoff is this Friday.
Yes, it's this Friday, May the 31st, from starting at 10 a.m. at the South Regional Library, which is located at 6101 Johnston Street in Lafayette. And really, it's just a day of great fun, free fun for families. We're going to invite people to come on out. We're going to have some performances by Jeanette Downing, who's really popular with the kids. We're also going to have ZooZoom, which is a petting zoo, so kids can come on by and pet maybe a wombat or an alligator or some ducks. And then we're also going to have the Northside High Drill Squad, who's going to do their percussive step routines. And then, you know, there's going to be face painting and a fun jump, and there's going to be a book walk that we're going to have people that can participate in, and you can get signed up for our summer reading program. So it's a great day.
Well, you know, I'm sure it would be nice to like for them to stay all day long, but for those people who can't, maybe we can just kind of go through the day. And, you know, some people may be just getting off of school in the morning. Some people may be completely finished with school. So let's kind of walk through the day and what happens first.
Sure. So at 10 o'clock, you can come on in, get signed up. We're going to, like I said, you can get started, signed up for the book, the summer reading program. And then from there, our first performance is going to be Jeanette Downing at 10:30. And then from there, ZooZoom's going to start at 11:30, and they're going to be set up until about 1:30. So you'll have a lot of time in there that you can come in, see the animals, because that's always very popular with the kids. This whole time, the fun jump's going to be going on. We're going to have refreshments served. You can get your face painted. You can get washable tattoos, all the things that the kids love. And then starting at noon, Northside High will perform once at noon and then again at 1 o'clock. And then we'll close out the afternoon with another performance by Jeanette Downing. So it's just like you said, if people kind of their schedule is either morning or afternoon, we have performances for everybody.
So it sounds like it's a big pep rally for reading.
That's how we think of it.
Exactly.
Right. So it's really the focus is on reading, but it's also to get everyone to realize that that is a fun thing to do.
Yes.
And that it's something to be celebrated.
Absolutely. And we're going to have crafts that the kids can do, just really a multitude of things to get everybody involved and to get excited about summer reading. That's definitely the push, is to, like you said, to prove this is really fun. We're not just making things up. So,
Well, and I know along during the series, and I guess Beth will draw you in here, not only do you have the kickoff, the pep rally for reading, but there are a lot of things you do to encourage the children along the way and make it fun in addition to just the reading, which of course in itself is
exactly
fun.
We're all about incentivizing and giving out prizes for sure.
Thank you. That's
so
a good word.
So, you know, for we actually have three separate programs. We have one for children, one for teens, and one for adults, and all of them can get prizes for reading this summer. And, you know, that's something that a lot of people don't realize, is that our program is literally for all ages, from birth to however old. I don't know the oldest person we've ever had, but we'll take any age. So for the children's part of it, it's based on minutes that they read. We would like to encourage them to read at least 250 minutes, where they get the first level of prizes. And then at 500 minutes, they can get the second level of prizes. And they can also be entered for the grand prize, which is a bicycle. So, you know, plenty of opportunity for the kids to get a lot of prizes. And that also applies to the very young babies and the young children that maybe need to be read to. You can count those minutes as well. So the whole program is designed to get children excited about reading. For teens, it's a little bit different. It's based on the titles that they read. So they would go online on our website, LafayettePublicLibrary.org, and actually log the title and the author. And each week that they log a book, they'll be entered in a weekly prize. And then at the end of the summer, they'll be entered into a grand prize, which is a Nook HD tablet. So how exciting for that. The adult program is almost identical to the teen. It's just for adults. So they would also log their book titles and be entered for a second Nook HD tablet. So,
well, you know, all of those of us who remember participating in reading programs as children, this is really exciting us as well, because we remember the feeling
exactly.
of that, reading those books and the little prizes and your name got put on the board. And, you know, it was quite fun. But in addition to that, I would think this would be a grand incentive and an inspiration to children to see their parents participating
exactly.
in a reading program.
We've actually found in the past that a lot of the parents don't want to participate, even when we tell them that there's, you know, a prize for them and that kind of thing. So we're really hoping this summer to encourage the parents to sign up with the children, read along with them, and, you know, they can both participate and they can both get prizes for it. In fact, we've actually started something new where we actually have a family sign up. It's not much different than what we've done in the past, but it actually encourages the whole family to sign up at once and makes it a little bit easier for those families so they're not having to do, you know, handle all these different signups. So we're actually really excited about that. And we hope that that encourages the adults and the teens to participate along with the children.
Right. And I guess I do want to mention before we talk about some more particulars, we're talking about Lafayette Parish here, but we cover most of South Louisiana, and most parishes have summer reading programs.
Exactly.
And really just go to your branch library and there will be details about all of those reading programs.
Within the Lafayette Public Library system, we have 10 branches, and certainly anybody who lives in this parish can go throughout to any of those 10 branches and sign up. But all of the other Acadiana library systems also have very similar programs, and we certainly encourage everybody to sign up wherever they live.
Right. And it makes it so much easier now where you can log online.
Correct.
And put your titles as well. Could you name those 10 branches just for some people who don't know where they are?
This is my favorite challenge every time we come. Okay, so we have our South Regional on Johnson Street, and we have our North Regional in Karen Crow. We have our downtown temporary location, which is Jefferson Street. We have Broussard, Milton, Youngsville, Scott, Dusson. We have our Chenier Center location and our Butler location. And is that all 10?
I think that's all.
I should have been counting on my fingers.
So people can go to any of those branches and there will be information about summer reading and the librarians there can help them.
Yes, absolutely.
Up.
And they can also go to our website and sign up directly there. You don't even need to pop into the library until it's time to collect prizes. And that's LafayettePublicLibrary.org. And so that's a great place. You'll see the banner on the right side of the page to sign up. So mm-hmm.
But you would like people to stop by, wouldn't you?
We'd love to see smiling faces.
Anyway, we can get them. But I also want to mention that we are on Facebook as well. So you can find out a lot of this information on our Facebook page as well. So just find Lafayette Public Library.
And if you have just tuned in and you're hearing this great talk about books, my guests are Emma Guillory and Beth Chasson from the Lafayette Public Library System talking about their summer reading kickoff, which is this Friday, and then the summer reading programs, which are taking place throughout the summer, now for all ages.
Exactly.
So you don't have to just be envious of your children reading and getting prizes for reading. You can get those prizes as well. And just the satisfaction of knowing that you've been reading all summer long.
And it sets a good example, too, to have the parents involved and, you know, with the children. But also for those people, for those families that don't have kids, but they read a lot. We don't discriminate. We'll take any age. We would love to have you sign up as a couple or a group. Exactly.
Definitely.
You know? We've got a lot of people who are competing with each other already, so it makes sense.
Right, you know, there's a lot of book clubs around here. It might be a good opportunity for them to get involved this summer and read a little bit more than just that one book.
And we also want to mention, too, that we don't really have any restrictions on what books you read. A lot of people think that if they're required to read a book for school, like for their summer reading for school, that they can't count that. Oh, no. We'll take all of those books. Any book that you read this summer, whether you check it out from us, whether you buy it or borrow it from a friend, whether you're required to read it, whether it's an ebook or an audiobook, it all counts.
Now, some people might be listening out there shamefaced thinking, I haven't had a library card in 20 years. Who knows how long
including
they have
yourself in.
I think I have one buried deep in my purse.
We won't tell.
But no. How easy is it to get a library card? What do you have to do?
It's beyond easy. Again, you can go to any one of those 10 branches that I just named, and you can pick up a library card there. And also, you can register for one on our website as well, and then we'll get that card to you. So
you'll mail it.
And then if you have a lost card, we can replace it for a nominal fee, $2. Okay, so just keep that in mind, too, because I know a lot of people are, like you said, shamefaced, don't want to come back in, but it's not a big deal. We won't judge.
And really, the only requirement we have is that you either live, work, or go to school in Lafayette Parish. So it does not have to be all three. If you just work in Lafayette but live somewhere else, we'll take you. And we also accept library cards from other Acadiana parishes as well. So.
Okay, so if you're visiting the parish,
exactly.
You can use your library
card. Yeah, and for
card.
The summer, we have a lot of grandkids coming to stay with grandparents, and so that's a great opportunity for them to join the reading program. So we, again, don't discriminate. We'll invite anybody to come and read with us. It's a great opportunity for everyone.
Absolutely. So the kickoff, the pep rally for reading is this Friday. Lots of events taking place, and you can go at any time during the day, and it takes place at the South Regional
Branch. Which is located at 6101 Johnston Street, past the Acadian Mall.
All right. And lots of parking there. Yes. So lots of room for lots of people. What other kinds of activities do you all have going on? I know you have different kinds of reading clubs for different interests.
We do. We have our 100 Book Club, which mm-hmm. is something that we had spoken with you about at the beginning of the year, which is still going on. It's for the whole year of 2013. And it's a challenge to read 100 books within that calendar year. Any books that you read for summer reading program also count towards the 100 Book Club. So, you know, we don't discriminate there either. We also have tons of programs that are going on at all of our libraries throughout the summer. You'll find that calendar on our website, LafayettePublicLibrary.org. I could list a few if you want me to.
Sure, please.
For we actually have them separated by age group. So adults, we have some programs about learning about home remedies, using things in your cabinets that you could use for, you know, herbal I don't want to say medicinal, but you know what I mean. We call it the kitchen pharmacy. And then we've also got an get organized workshop. We've got some legal education series where you can get some free legal advice. And we have some musical performances. Particularly one I'm excited about is the Mike Anderson plays the dulcimer, and we've heard him before, and he's fabulous. So we definitely encourage people to come out and see those. For children, we've got all kinds of performances from a variety of different, you know, puppet shows and clowns and magicians. And we even have this guy from Australia who plays the
didgeridoo.
Thank you. I forgot what it was called. So obviously, you know, we've got movies. We've got things for kids all over the place. So if kids are bored because they're home, definitely check out the library. We also have crafts, too, for them as well. And then for the teens, we've got a lot of fun things, too, if Emma wants to.
Sure, definitely. We have some really neat things. We have a street art workshop that's coming up soon, and that's a local artist, Jonathan Wilson, who's going to come and kind of teach kids, kind of street art-inspired things that they can do. And we also have a Hunger Games series coming up with a trivia contest, and then we have a cupcake decorating workshop later on this summer. So I know, you know, a lot of teens are – hey, I remember what it's like being a teen in Lafayette, and sometimes you're looking and you can't find anything to do. So this is a great opportunity for teens to come, get involved at the library, and it's really just going to be a great summer.
So it sounds like an amazing public space here that you all have going on. There's a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of creativity, a lot of diversity in the offerings
exactly.
that you have.
That's what we try for.
Yeah. Now, are a lot of these activities centered at the South Regional Branch, or are they all over the parish?
They're actually all over at all of our 10 different branches, but I would say a lot of them are taking place at both our North Regional and our South Regional because those are our biggest branches mm-hmm. currently and probably for forever. But we do have programs going on throughout all of the other smaller branches in the rest of the parish because we know that it's not easy for people to just go, you know, farther away to see a performance. So we want to make sure that we get some of those going on. So actually, if you go to our website and you look at our calendar events, you can click on the specific library and you can see all the events that are happening at that library.
Right. And oftentimes we'll have one performer that'll perform at several different locations where these workshops will take place. So really, we try and spread ourselves around the parish to keep people interested and involved.
All right. And what is that website again?
LafayettePublicLibrary.org. We're also on Facebook. Or you can go into any of our branches and get this information as well.
Okay. Now, with all of these activities and everything you all are planning, do y'all get any time to read during the summer?
Maybe not so much during the summer, but
we're both actually in graduate school, too. So I think that a lot of our reading is text material.
Do those count?
Yes, actually they do. I've put all three of my textbooks on my 100 book club list, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. So,
all right. Those of you taking summer school classes, whether it's no matter what level,
exactly.
whether it's here at the university or high school, you can put those textbooks on your reading list
exactly.
as well. Feel good about that. But is there a fiction book that you're looking forward to cracking open?
You know, you asked me this last time, and I feel so put on the spot, and I should have written it down. I should have been a better guest.
And you know, that's actually, we should be careful about that, because we often assume that when we say reading, we mean fiction. We mean some sort of narrative fiction. But there's so much amazing narrative nonfiction,
right,
creative
correct.
Nonfiction, and also just great nonfiction in mm-hmm. the sciences, social sciences, and politics, and there's so much to read.
I was going to say, the book I'm reading right
that.
Now is was nonfiction. It's the one about the Rolling Stones' Exile on Main Street. But it's been taking me a while to get through it. So it may take me the whole summer.
Now that y'all talked about it, you gave me time to think. And I did just read an excellent children's fiction, and it's called Wonder. And it's about a boy that has a physical deformity, and it's all about the children's librarian we work with recommended it. And it's passing its way through the library right now, and we're all loving it. So you gave me time.
We can all come up with something. So that's actually for children? Or?
It's right. It's kind of like bridging the gap between a children's chapter book into a YA book. So YA is my favorite. It doesn't get any better than young adult lit for me.
That important transition period there.
Exactly.
Right. We are talking about summer reading activities. My guest, Beth Chasson and Emma Guillory, here to talk about the kickoff program, which is this Friday at the South Regional Branch, and then the summer reading programs, which start. Can you start signing up now or after?
You can. We've actually been having people sign up since May 20th, so we certainly aren't stopping people, and we don't have any really preference over how you sign up. But for those people who maybe can't get to the library or aren't comfortable doing it online, you can come to our kickoff on Friday. There's lots of other reasons to go there that day, but that's going to be our main goal, is to get as many people signed up as possible. And then if you can't make it to kickoff, you still can go to any of our branches throughout the summer. I think you have until like July 31st or July 25th-ish to sign up. And then, you know, however much you read in that time, you can get your prizes after that. And then also we always have online. It's, you know, we're very excited. This year is the first year that we're allowing all of our age groups to sign up online. So we're very excited to be able to offer that. And we hope that people are excited to have that convenience.
Right. Now, I'm sure some people are wondering if you can search your catalog online, so you can go and see all the books that.
Yes, absolutely. And we actually have a mobile app for users. It's called LPL Mobile, and this is truly one of the coolest things I've ever seen at the library. And so basically you can search your catalog. Say you're someplace and you hear about a book on TV, or you even see a book at Barnes & Noble and you're like, well, I'd like to read it, but maybe I'd check it out at the library first. You can actually scan the barcode from the book, bring up in our catalog and see if we have it, or you can request to order it. Also, when you're in one of our libraries, you can check out your own books with your phone. If it gets better than that, I just don't know.
So. You can also renew your books from the app. You can put a book on hold from the app. So, I mean, it's really, you know.
There's no reason not to read.
Exactly.
We're making it really easy.
You can download ebooks too from the app.
Yep.
So what is the name of the app
again? It's LPL Mobile, and you can find it both in the iTunes Store and on Android as well, in the Google Play Store.
Okay.
And it's totally free. Everything at the library.
But you can still get those books filled with paper at the library.
Oh, for sure.
Use all your technical devices.
I don't think we'll ever stop having paper books. But
No. Otherwise,
you'll have to
come up with some scent that you just spray around so we can feel like we're around books. Exactly.
Old books.
That's right. So whether you do it on your mobile or you're on your computer or you actually go to the library physically, there's so many ways to sign up for the summer reading program. It doesn't matter what age you are. You can sign up your babies. You can sign up yourself. Couples can sign up. Individuals, book clubs. Everybody can read and participate.
The only requirement is you have to have a library card.
That library card.
But we do, you know, like we said earlier, it's free to get a library card, and we do encourage everybody to do that.
So. That's right. So check in your purse or your wallet and find that outdated library card, or maybe it's just not there.
Come and see us, so we'll give you a new one.
All right. Get a library card, and you can participate in the summer reading programs. Again, we are talking specifically about Lafayette Parish, but all the parishes in Louisiana have their own reading programs. Find out more about the reading at your library. Well, thank you, Beth Chasson and Emma Guillory, for sharing your enthusiasm with us today.
Thank you.